A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my hosts as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest with you. Sissany Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good. Didn't get great sleep, but I'm still good.
Well, you sound chipper, so
thanks.
I guess that's all that matters.
Yeah, right? I'm going to crash right at 10. As soon as I leave at 10:55, I'll be done.
And Tanya, what's new on your plate? Any news?
No news, but I will tell you. So I went to Mammoth this weekend. I went skiing, and now I've become like obsessed, and I'm like watching skiing videos and trying to like learn how to do it better.
Have you never skied before?
I've done it maybe like a handful of times in my life, not very many. And like when I was little too. So over the span of a lot of years.
I was always scared of the lift. It's just there's so much
getting
pressure
off.
To get on.
Yeah.
And we're off.
Yeah.
Like the pressure of that thing coming around the corner on its cable.
Yeah. But the the lifestyle, you know, like everybody's just cold and you just get to the, you just want to get your warm lunch and everyone's, there's loud music. It's just like a good vibe.
That's all you're thinking about is you get there, you put on all that equipment and gear and you can't wait to get to lunch.
I can't wait to get to lunch. I get so like, and it was so warm this weekend. So it was like really nice out there.
Yeah, cold, like really cold temperatures and having to put on all the stuff and then carry the skis and the boots. It seems like a lot more work than going to the beach.
It's like the pistachio of nuts. You know, it's a lot of work to get. What?
It's a lot Mark's of the work. Only one that got that. So Mark, you want to explain?
I think what you're saying is like skiing is the pistachio of sports because
you have
heard that part. So much work into getting the nut out of the shell.
Correct. It's a lot of work, but the payoff is so good. A pistachio nut is so delicious.
We weren't allowed to get. They sell pistachios without the shell, but they're more expensive.
Right.
And we weren't allowed to get those growing up.
Your mom's like, you better work for
She's
that
like,
nut.
Yeah, we're not paying extra for the nut to be out of the shell.
Right. And it slows you down. You don't eat as many pistachios because you have to work.
I enjoy opening them up. Reminds me of my childhood. You're right. My parents made me do the same thing.
Wow. The nostalgia in a pistachio.
Yeah, because Michael buys like the ones that are already deshelled now.
Right.
These
right.
Kids these days, they don't know.
Pistachios are the expensive nut.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We have a plan coming up, about to pay some bills here. We're going to start that. It's a second date update today, too, being a Tuesday. And they both met while on separate bad dates with other people.
Oh, I love this.
Right. It's kind of like a rom-com.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting story. So that's coming up at 7:20. We'll get to that. I don't know if it sounds good to you, but here could be your next gig. if you're looking for a change of career this morning, and we may be in on this, Burger King is going to pay somebody $1 million to create their next Whopper idea. What? I mean, how many different ways can the Whopper
that's
go?
That's my question. Right? How?
Think about how many sauces and vegetables and
I mean, that's true. When you think of like,
but then would it be the Whopper?
Well, that's it's going to be the new version. I'm just saying it's $1 million if you want to come up with it. You can go to bk.com.
That's interesting. I know somebody who could probably enter that.
I'm all about that pretzel bun.
Oh, interesting.
I like the pretzel bun. I'm just giving you ideas to win the $1 million there. Good luck. All right. So you were saying that you got really organized last night. It does give me great joy when you clean out a drawer, or you said you did your medicine cabinet last night. It's just you stare at it and you think, I got to get it done. And you went for it.
It might be a little over the top for some people, but it works for our family. And I got these bins on Amazon and like the labels. It's like all you can get all these amazing labels now.
Oh, that just gives me like bins. The fact that you got bins for stuff gives me pleasure.
I have a section for pain relief. I have a section for adult medicine, vitamins, children's medicine. Like everything
are
is
you
completely
running a Walgreens?
It's basically a mini Walgreens. And then I didn't stop there. Then I organized my apps on my phone. And so it's just like,
oh, I've been wanting to do that for a while.
Are you and Michael fighting?
No, but he spends like, so much time on? With his band these days.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's in a garage band. You know what is fun if you ever want to come over? I have a label maker. We can label things.
It's the best.
It's so fun. Like, y'all could come over one night and we just label stuff.
When I was in high school, I used to help organize all of my friends' closets. Like,
didn't they pay you?
No, but they would give me any clothes that they didn't want. So I guess they would technically. But I like thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, please, you're welcome to come over.
Anything
and work
you
on
need
our
organized, yeah.
A California Closets can help you out too.
Exactly. I've had it in me since I was a kid.
I mean, they found the right person for their sponsorship, didn't they?
Truly.
And I'm looking. You took a photo of it here. Wow, this is very, very organized. I mean, you guys have a lot of Zicam. What's going on?
Literally,
I've never seen so much Zicam.
It's just two bottles. One is Zyrtec.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but it's because I think we bought one and not knowing that we had another one, so now there's two open bottles of the Zicam. Have you used it?
Zicam?
Yeah.
I think like a long time ago, I put it under my tongue or something.
Oh, it is so, as soon as you feel a cold coming on.
You know, I am impatient and I need to focus on not thinking about the end of stuff. Like on Friday, it's already in my head going to be Sunday fast, but I hate it when it's over. I don't like it when coffee's done. I have my two cups and it's over.
I get kind of bummed too.
Like, I look through a lens of sadness. And so if you're looking to extend the buzz that you get from your morning coffee, they say skip the second cup and try eating this instead. I'm not going to believe what it is.
I have no idea what you're going to say.
Grapefruit.
That was not what I was expecting.
So eating grapefruit or drinking grapefruit juice increases the time caffeine stays in your body. Cabbage, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. I don't know how much of that you're eating in the morning, but that does the opposite.
Oh.
That gets it out of your system.
Well, that could be good for dinner.
But I think try the grapefruit and see if it works. Good experiment.
Yeah, how much of it? The whole thing?
Yeah, I would have the whole thing.
They're kind of big.
And they're so tart.
I know. You got to put some cottage cheese or something with it.
Some people never change. Today's quote of the day. Some people never change, and that's their journey. It's not yours to try to fix for them.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, a fiery crash involving multiple vehicles shut down several lanes of the 5 through Boyle Heights this morning. Expect closures on the freeway until about 8 a.m. Most of Topanga Canyon Boulevard will be closed for construction starting today. The construction will span 18 miles from Chatsworth to PCH, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Actually, this coming Monday through Friday. And Kike Hernandez is headed back to L.A., signing a one-year, $4 million contract with the Dodgers. Ryan Gosling will attend the Oscars as a nominee and performer. He will reportedly sing I'm Just Ken during the ceremony. And Wendy's is planning to roll out surge pricing next year, kind of similar to rideshare companies. This means Wendy's prices would fluctuate based on time, location, and demand.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, we're trying to get through Tuesday with you. 800-520-1027. I'm very interested in what we're about to do. Not that I'm not interested in other stuff that we do here, but this is really interesting. They met at a bar and they were both on awful dating apps. They went to the bathroom and she approached him and gave him her number. They went out. Apparently it was amazing. He's like, I finally feel like I found someone worth spending time with. But she is not interested in a second date after she pursued him. So we'll see. Second date update coming up. Now, Tanya, you are really focused on marriages, it seems, right now. And I get it. I understand why. Because yours is just around the corner. And soon we'll know where and, you know, perform there as you've so generously asked for me.
You're not going to sing opera.
No singing.
I'm going to sing opera, but I'm officiating.
Officiating, yes. Not performing.
It's a lot of pressure. The last time I felt this kind of pressure in a marriage was when I was the bridesmaid.
Oh, man of honor.
The man of honor.
You don't feel pressure, do you, actually?
You do feel a little bit.
I feel, yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I'm honored to do it. I'm comfortable in this kind of setting, and I'm fine standing in front of people.
Yeah.
But not small groups of people that, like, I guess you're going to have a lot of people, so.
Yeah, it'll be just like American Idol.
Your wedding will be just like Kelly Clarkson.
I think what Ryan's trying to say is that it's such a special a wedding to someone. It's like it's so special. He doesn't want to like mess it up. Like, that's how I was. Like, I'm marrying two of my best friends, and I like, oh, if I forget to do something.
I mean, Tanya, you have to think about it like this. It may never happen again. You may only get married once.
Yeah, that is the goal. That is the goal.
Of course, it's the goal.
But that's why you're the perfect man for the job.
Why?
Why?
Because you're so. Wow. First of all, you're so good at it. I know you keep saying I'm not good
at marrying people.
Yeah, at like public speaking and being like funny, but also sincere.
See, that's the pressure I'm feeling.
See, right now, there's an expectation. This is why she hired you, not because it was meaningful.
I'm doing pro bono work here.
No, it's like it was like the perfect marriage between the two things. It was meaningful, but also you're so good for it. So it was just like the perfect. It was like like a marble cake, you know, chocolate and vanilla that just swirl together
perfectly.
You're
going to do great.
Well, I'm excited if I ever get a date.
Yeah.
Hope you can make it.
So speaking of marriages, this one seems to be a pretty good one with a lot of humor in it.
Yes.
Tiny's got a trending report. Let's do it.
It's Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. So they've been married since 2012, but they've been together since 2011. And clearly there are a couple in Hollywood that a lot of people would say is standing the test of time. Blake revealed a relationship rule that they made on the early days. She said, when Ryan and I got together, we made a rule not to work at the same time so that we could always prioritize our personal life. So Blake said that she was used to go nonstop, especially when she was filming Gossip Girl. And I was thinking about this. Obviously, you're saying what Ryan was saying, it can't apply. You know, you need two people working for, you know, or if you have kids, one person stays at home with the kids, one person works full time. But let's say you are two adults that are starting to date without kids. If you two are both prioritizing your work nonstop, it is going to affect your relationship.
Like you're talking to the preaching to the choir here,
right? Like imagine two of you, Ryan, in your relationship. It just wouldn't work.
I would get married for sure.
And so I thought that's like very forward thinking, you know what I mean? Like you do have to have a balance. And so you have to kind of figure that out even in the real world when you're, you know, working and you have a lot of stuff going on, you really do have to prioritize your relationship.
I mean, Sisney, you guys you both work.
We
and you have a
work.
Lot of kids and dogs and everything.
But it is, and there's a balance between obviously prioritizing our children and stuff like that, but there also is the importance of having our date nights. We have a date lunch or a date night at least once a week. And that's, I feel as if good. That's, you know, well, I mean, maybe there's a few weeks where it goes 2 weeks, but, you know, for the most part, we make a priority to spend time with just the two of us. Because
but now,
life
is that
is
because
so crazy.
You want to be with Michael or you want to just escape the kids?
It's a mixture of both, if I'm being honest.
All right. Yeah, they do seem like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have a great relationship. So they met at a bar, and they were both on an awful date. Steven in Hollywood writes to us. He says, when my date went to the bathroom, she approached me and gave me her number. Then we went out, and it was amazing. I felt like I finally found someone worth spending time with. But apparently she doesn't agree. She told me she is not interested in a second date. I'm hoping a grand gesture like this will convince her.
Oh, well,
that's what this is about.
So like he already knows she's out because sometimes we don't know.
Right. This is the grand gesture that he's hoping for.
I think it's romantic.
Let's get Steven on the line. So, Steven, thanks for coming on with us. You just can't figure out what's going on, and you really want to convince her by doing the second date update. Tell me what you have in mind.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, so I was on this horrible date with her, or with this other woman. You know, we met on Bumble, and Jasmine was a few tables away, and she was also, I guess, on a terrible first date. So when my date went to the bathroom, she approached me and asked if I was on a bad Tinder date, too. And so I said Hinge, obviously, but she left me her phone number and I waited, you know, the 48 hours and I called her and we had a blast. But the next morning I texted her and she wished me the best and said that she wasn't interested. So, yeah, I was heartbroken, but I'm not ready to give up yet.
But I feel like if she told you that, what are we going to do?
I guess I'm just looking for a little bit more clarity, or if I like said something wrong, or if I, you know, did something. I'm just, you know, trying to see if maybe you can help me out here.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, she was pursuing you and now done this is something happens a lot on these. It's a typical 180. Hang on one second. Let's see if we can get her on the line. What's her name?
Jasmine.
All right. All right. It's a second date update. And this is kind of a typical scenario in these second date updates where Steven reaches out to us and says, hey, I met this girl, Jasmine, at a restaurant. We were both on like bad dates and she pursued me. They went out. He was like, I nailed it. I mean, I nailed the date, you know, like,
right. We got
he's
it.
He's like, it went perfectly, patting himself on the back. And apparently she doesn't want a second date. Like every sign, everything pointed to it was going well. So why is Jasmine blowing off Steven? We are going to get her on the phone right now and find out. So Steven, be very quiet. We're about to talk to Jasmine. Okay, hang on one second. Hello, Jasmine?
Hello.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for coming on the air with us. Crazy, but we're calling you about a guy named Steven that you met out not too long ago?
Okay.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I know Steven.
Okay, and we understand that you kind of pursued him at first?
Wait, why are you calling and asking me about him? Like, were we set up on some kind of reality show or something?
It's a good question. Not really, no. I'll fill you in later, but did you like Steven?
Like he's a nice guy, I guess, but like a little too nervous.
I'm very curious. I know we just met, but what was it about him that was nervous?
He kept telling me, oh my God, you're so beautiful. You're just so pretty. It just makes me so nervous. Like it was cute, but it got annoying after a while.
So it's like a little bit of that is good, but too much becomes a put off.
Yeah.
A bit like, desperate.
I can, well, I can definitely see, okay, if you think I'm out of your league, which I'm not, like, we're at the same level of, like, attractiveness. I think so. I think he's attractive, but, like, he made it feel like as if he's not thinking the same thing and that he's just, I don't know, it just made me totally turned off. It was like he was self-sabotaging the situation.
So, Jasmine, I can explain now why I'm asking. Steven's on the phone with us here and listening because he's head over heels for you and it feels like you're totally blowing him off. And, Steven, does that now make sense to you? I'm a little uncomfortable here.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, she is beautiful, so I wasn't lying there.
I mean, flattery and compliments are a good way to go. There are worse things, Jasmine. I just hate to see young love not have a shot here.
Right. Was it really that bad, Jasmine, or is there something else?
I mean, he like, okay. So he was not putting that much effort in the date. Like, he picked up a bar 2 blocks away from his apartment. He took us there and he didn't pay for anything because I wasn't drinking. And so like, he just, I don't know. He wasn't also dressed very nicely. It was in a bar that you can dress up for.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a list.
Here comes the mean. Whoa. All right. Well, Steven, do you want to explain to Jasmine how you feel about her?
I mean, yeah, I thought we really hit it off and I thought we had a good time. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I'll be a little bit more confident and, you know, put more effort in if she wanted to go out again.
I mean, one last thing though, is his breath was pretty bad.
Oh my
God.
I'm cringing. I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't like second date updates.
Okay.
Right,
but the breath you can fix.
You can fix all of this, truly.
Yes.
You got to be willing, though. And to like be open to Steven, Jasmine, it sounds like the ship has sailed on this. Mm. And thank you for your honesty. Steven, I'm sorry.
I mean, I thought it worked, but I guess not. I'll work on it.
Well, it's also different if he was drinking and she was not. That's a whole other vibe.
I'm just feeling bad for Steven right now, and we need to go.
Okay.
All right. Steven and Jasmine, thank you for
good
coming
luck.
On the air. And good luck. You okay, Steven?
Yes. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. That was, like, that's harsh. To say he didn't dress well and has halitosis, that's mean.
It was a lot. She had a whole list.
It was a lot. Like, I'd be so insecure if I were Steven right now forever.
Yeah, I would not.
It's going to be fine, Steven.
But also, like, that's kind of the look these days, you know? Like, dress down.
Dress down with bad breath?
Well, not bad. The bad breath is a whole nother thing. But the dress down, maybe he thought he was being cool guy.
I think it was also because he didn't pay and that he was drinking and she was sober. That is not fun sometimes when you're with a person that's kind of buzzed.
Yeah.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
We have to be reminded of when Tanya, because we got this call from Emma on the line who did this. Tanya, I didn't get it, but some of the staff got it. And how many nude photos did you accidentally send?
Hundreds. But they weren't all.
Why do you have hundreds? Narcissism?
No, okay. It was hundreds of photos from my library that had nudes in there. There weren't hundreds of nudes. It was just, there was hundreds of photos that were uploaded and
then
my
the
nudes
were peppered?
Correct.
Sprinkled in.
It was Dropbox, right?
It was Dropbox. And our old coworker, former coworker, Andy, happened to stumble upon the one where I was completely topless.
And look who no longer works here.
And had to ask Danielle and Ellen if it was me because my head wasn't in it.
Well, how would Danielle and Ellen know what?
They knew right away. They knew right away.
To this day, Dropbox is not used by iHeartRadio Los Angeles.
Yeah, it was very...
After the incident.
Very unfortunate. I was mortified.
I mean, it's something that your heart sinks when you do it. But don't carry around so many naked pictures of yourself, yeah. Tanya. Emma, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Great. See, you need to be more like me. I'm so uncomfortable seeing myself naked. I would never have a naked picture with me.
There's right? none in my phone.
Guys, when you're single, that's what you do, you know? You just
no,
lob
you don't.
A nude
I've been single a lot of my life. I do not take pictures of myself naked and keep them on my phone.
Never once.
No.
So, Emma, what happened? You sent a nude picture to your coworker?
Very suggestive, but the thing is, it was like Snapchat, and I fell into that dumb thing of like, oh, it's Snapchat, so the picture's there for 10 seconds, and then it goes away forever. But it's those 10 seconds can be like super damaging because sent it to my coworker, and now he won't talk to me, and I won't. I sent like a panicky like thing in response, like right away once I realized it. But he very clearly saw that, and then didn't respond. And it's been like a couple of weeks, and he hasn't talked to me, and now I don't know what to do because like I feel like I should address it, but I also don't know if I should just let it sort of disappear. I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, it seems like he doesn't want to acknowledge it, so maybe just let this one slide.
No.
Yeah, but then, like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, damage, because, like, we were friends-ish. Not, like, more like acquaintance friends sort of thing, but it's like, I don't know. It was just enough that, like, I don't want to...
I don't know, damage that relationship, or worst of all, you know, something like legal, it could escalate to that. Yeah. Or, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, go for it and good luck.
Whatever's going to make you feel more comfortable, either to talk about it or just ignore it.
Or just to blow it off.
I think just have a laugh about it. You have to.
But Tanya's very comfortable with her nudity, so she's, I mean, you may not feel the same.
Okay, yeah, I am comfortable with my nudity, but not with my coworkers. Like, it's awful, and it's so embarrassing, but you have to, like, you have to just clear the air and make a joke of it, because if you don't, you're just going to be so awkward for a long time.
It's so much easier not to like yourself naked, and then you don't have this issue.
Literally.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, well, Emma, good luck on this, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, you're fun to date.
I don't need naked pictures of guys either. Like, I think he's good not sending any nudes.
What is that supposed to mean? Under your breath. Well, you're fun to date because I don't walk around with pictures of me?
Yeah.
In the nude?
In the nude?
I don't know.
What kind of pose is a guy supposed to do?
Exactly.
Like, am I supposed to put my rear up? Am I supposed to put my leg out? Like, what am I supposed to do? Arch my back? I mean, come on. With all due respect, you don't want to see Archie over here.
With a finger in your mouth.
My pinky on my tooth.
In the mouth, yes.
Oh, I'm disgusted talking about it.
Biting your lip.
Yes, I mean, good one, Sisney.
Ruby, your guy ever arches back? In a photo?
No.
If I got any of these pictures from Michael, like, are you okay?
I just don't know. I don't quite know how to even pose. Like, Michaela, if you got a naked picture from a guy, what's your response?
I don't like them. Like, don't send them. Yeah. Especially if I don't know you. Like, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, unsolicited for sure. That's a no.
Oh, the imagery of all of it. Okay, thank you for participating there. By the way, ever since we did that second date update, I'm afraid to open my mouth and breathe because Jasmine told Steven he had bad breath on the date, and that's one of the reasons she didn't want to go out with him. Mortified from that still.
Yeah.
I can't brush my teeth enough after hearing that. Yeah. My tongue.
You know, it happens to the best of us.
Did you have breath issues?
Well,
because you've been very sort of protective of it.
Because when we were in the pandemic and I was doing my podcast with Becca, we were sitting on the same side. Like, she was sitting right next to me, like we were touching shoulder to shoulder. And she told me at that point, she was like, your breath kind of stinks. And it was after we would do it after we did the morning show.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, she's right. Like, I go straight from coffee, talk, and then it's just gross. So I'm so grateful that she told me. Yeah. Now I'm like so hyper aware of it.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe all these years and we never noticed it.
Well, because at least we have some space. We have some distance.
We have a little space.
Yeah.
This is such a cool story. Anybody that has been to Disneyland, have you seen the house that a couple lived in for like 16 years? I didn't know about this at all. And we know a lot about Disneyland.
And it's been moved a few times. So I don't believe now you can probably see it because it's kind of just for the employees only at this point. But Owen and Dolly Pope were among the first employees at the park. And you're right, Ryan. Walt asked them to essentially move to Disneyland because they were great with horses and great with animals overall. And he wanted them to help tend to all the animals that live at Disneyland, especially the horses.
So Walt Disney invited them to come and take care of the animals. And every day they woke up in the park.
Exactly. From 1955 until 1971. And they participated, of course, in some of Disneyland's iconic attractions by training these horses and animals throughout those 16 years of them living there.
Is there a better gig? I don't know. Seems like the greatest gig.
Would you leave the park? Like, what if you had to go, if you just want to go to the mall
or
go see a movie. I don't know. It's so wild to say that you live there. But it's been moved around. And now because of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, it got moved. And it's only for employees to, I guess, appreciate at this point. But they should turn this into an Airbnb.
Oh, would that be amazing?
Yeah,
you could stay in the house that what were their names? The Pope stayed in?
Yeah, Owen and Dolly Pope. They eventually went to Florida after the 16 years here and then a few more years at Disney World because Walt wanted them there to open up that park.
Have you ever been to Epcot Center and the other park?
I have. I went there. We won nationals in cheerleading. And you went there. We all got to celebrate there my senior year of high school. So it's been amazing
because they have like a bunch of different countries around a pond or a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go from like Marrakesh to Mexico.
Exactly.
And eat everything from that country.
Right. Italy to Spain to all the countries. It's so cool.
I mean, it's like for a foodie, it's the coolest thing. You can literally go from having tacos into having tagine.
That's so cool.
I mean, that's like my dream. I would move to Epcot inside the bowl.
Oh, wow.
Live in that thing.
Exactly.
Starting November, new numbers around downtown. Getting a new area code. So how many area codes have you, Sisney, lived through?
Oh, a couple. Because I would change my phone number quite often. Back in the day, you had to change it if you switched carriers or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I had 714 growing up. That was our landline. Right. And then I did 858 or 619 down in San Diego for a while.
Then
I did 818 for a while, 310. So yeah, I've had a lot of area codes.
I've had my same phone number since I was 15.
What area code are you?
562.
So 323 and 213 are getting a 738 revamp. So 213 is old school. I remember when I first moved here, my roommate was 213. 310, of course, your west side. They get the 424 and the 310 and the 818.
738.
I feel like all of us had an 818 at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're an 818, you can deal with the heat.
That's right.
Like you don't mind the heat so much as an 818er. You celebrate August 18th every year when you're an 818er. 818. And you got the 626 San Gabriel Valley. If you ranked area codes, a lot of us would put the iconic 626 right at the top. They even named the night market after the 626 night market. Mm-hmm. Talk about 714. I mean, a lot of pride in our area codes and our freeways.
Yeah.
Very possessive about that. 951, I'm talking to you right now. 951s, we know you're out there in Riverside. Mediana here proudly sports a 951 number and proud about it.
I am. I'm very proud, and I do rep the 951.
That's right. How good does it feel to hear your area code right now?
Pretty good, honestly.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Don't want to leave out the 909.
909.
That's right. Inland Empire.
909 IE. Pomona Valley. What's up, Rancho Cucamonga? You know you're the 909. I could sit here and talk about area codes all morning.
I know.
Don't forget the 661, the Antelope Valley. Am I forgetting? I'm probably forgetting some others. But anyway, the new one is going to be the 738 area code. Okay, let me grab Sophie here. So do you remember, Tanya, when you were telling us about your friend who matched with a very famous actor?
Yes.
On Hinge or one of the apps?
Correct. Yeah. He matched with a actor and he's not such a huge name, but if you watch the show, you know the guy. And so he was like, I don't know if I should pretend like I don't know who he is or if I should say that I know who he is.
And then if they end up like working it out, he's going to have to say he pretended. We thought like, just if you know who it is, just act like you know who it is, right? It'd be weird to charade that. Anyway, Sophie, I think, has a story that's similar. Sophie, good morning in Los Angeles. Yeah, we were curious if anybody listening had ever matched up with a celebrity on a dating app.
Hi.
That happened to you?
Yeah, kind of similar, yes. First of all, good morning, everybody.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
It was probably back in like the late 2000s. And I was at like a club in Hollywood and I saw someone, from one of my favorite shows. I don't necessarily want to give it away because I'm pretty sure they're married with kids now. But it was definitely a big show, big TV show at the time, huge TV show. And, you know, I went up to them and I very subtly let them know that I knew who they were. I didn't want to make a big deal because I definitely didn't want to seem like I was fangirling too hard. And they were super sweet about it, really, really nice. And we did have a fun night together. It was great. And they were very polite, too. They were actually, like, really, really sweet. And I would say they were probably, like, you know, maybe like a C, B level, you know,
TV star. They weren't like huge, but people would have known who they were for sure. And they were so gracious and so nice.
Well, all I can think about is what possible TV show it might have been.
Yeah.
What year did you say?
Yeah.
What year? What channel?
Yeah, network. What network? Just give us the network.
And the year.
I'm thinking 90210.
It was on the CW. Oh.
I don't know anything on the CW.
Vampire Diaries. Melrose Place, the reboot.
No, Melrose Place was on CW. The reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The new Love Boat.
Not on top of my mind.
I will say it was just kind of during the whole, like, because it wasn't from this show, so I don't mind saying it, like, from the whole Gossip Girl kind of era. There was a lot of, like, teenage, like, shows around then. Right. So. It was around those type of shows. It wasn't Gossip Girl for sure.
Oh, was it the OC, the scripted one?
Oh, yeah. She's not going to tell us. Tanya, you were in charge of a lot of the CW people at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Yeah,
go down your list of...
I hooked up with one, too. Oh, was it from Arrow? No, it was later. That was a little bit later than
but you hooked
Gossip
up with
Girl.
The guy from Arrow?
Yeah.
Well, I missed that.
I told you about it.
I don't
remember.
It
was my first kiss post-breakup.
Heartland.
She's not going to tell us. So, Sophie, thank you for teasing us. We're going to rack our brain all morning. Good,
but they're definitely married with kids, and I'm married with kids. I don't think my husband knows. So
it's so good.
So bad.
Wait, hold on. Let's Google Gossip Girl.
There's Smallville.
All right.
One Tree
Sophie, thank you. What? Is it Smallville?
No, One Tree
Hill. No, it wasn't Smallville.
What about One Tree
Hill? They were older than me.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to look at all the CW
shows.
I plead
the fifth on the last one you just said. I'll plead the fifth.
Which one?
One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, was it Dawson?
No, that's Dawson's Creek.
Whatever. It could have been Dawson.
It was Gossip Girl, One Tree Hill, and Vampire Diaries. Those were like...
That was the block.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we know. Okay, so we're going to get you off the phones before you get in trouble.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so who was in One Tree Hill?
Chad Michael Murray. But she said Chad DC. He was like A in that moment.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But the rankings of celebrities depends on what shows you like and who you like. You know what I mean? Like,
no, you would not say in that moment when One Tree Hill was doing its thing, he was A.
Okay, sorry. who else is in the cast? Who's BC then?
I'm just going through.
Paul Johnson?
Great.
The dad? Johnson. James Lafferty?
She's not on the phone. We're not going to get an answer.
Yeah.
Was it Lee Norris?
Oh, Robert Buckley.
We don't know.
It's just like...
We're just naming names.
Oh, yeah. What?
Hey, guys, whatever happened to Dawson?
There's so many guys on this show. He's around, right?
Dawson, yeah. Dawson, he actually...
Dawson Vanderbeek.
Yes, he is James Vanderbeek. He is married, he has kids, and his wife is lovely.
Anytime you need an update on anybody from the CW or the UPN channel, go to Tanya there.
I remember because he was at the iHeart Festival one year, and I flew back with him and his wife.
I mean, you've got some history with the guests at the iHeart Festival.
The CW.
One of the most memorable people that we've had on American Idol ever is on his Zoom right now with us. His name is Ziggy. And Ziggy, look at Ziggy. What are you wearing, Ziggy? It's very...
Hi.
Hi, it's good to see you. It's very standoutish.
Well, I love to be different and I love to create art. So today I wear one of my designs.
Very cool.
Well, it's not my design, but someone made it.
to describe it, it is like a ride at Disneyland and
yes,
reflective and... but we loved you, Ziggy. You came in. You were actually on Dutch Idol, right?
Yes, in 2017.
So you came into the audition. Let me play a little of Ziggy.
Lord, show me the way to cut through all these barn of leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away.
Lady Gaga there. You got a standing ovation.
Wow.
Ziggy has pink and blue hair right now also, so you just picture all of it.
And you give me Gaga vibes, especially with your outfit.
Thank you so much. That's really a big compliment.
You know what struck me and moved me, Ziggy. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on. You're fantastically charming and a very good singer. But you talked to the judges about being bullied because of you being you. And
yes, I have it all the time. Yeah, it's crazy.
But tell me a little bit about how you work through that, because a lot of people can relate to it.
Well, I think, you know, so I'm from the Netherlands. And so everyone in the Netherlands always says, please do normal because you are normal enough. And I totally disagree with that because I like to be creative. And so, you know, people are just really hateful on that. But, you know, I'm just like, when I was younger, I dreamed, you know, I had dreams. And I think it's really important in life to stick to your dreams, you know, like if you really believe in what's going to happen, then it's going to happen.
It's true.
Don't act like an icon, be an icon. And, you know, even when a whole country is against you, just focus on who you are, you know, and just focus on, I want to make a difference in this world. And yeah, it's insane that I got the opportunity of my audition to show the judges that I'm good enough.
And you are. And it's hard to go through something like that, but you stay true to yourself. And Ziggy, it's a good lesson. By the way, do you have a Southern accent?
I got that too.
Did you spend time in Alabama? Remind me.
Well, I got a friend living in Tennessee. So when I was 15 years old, she taught me how to talk American English. So
I was 15. I was in Knoxville and she taught me.
I
grew up in Georgia.
It.
That is how I talked. It's great to have you on, Ziggy. You know, American Idol airs Sundays, 8 p.m. ABC, streaming next day on Hulu. You can watch the journey. But I love what you stand for, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You take good care, okay?
Take care.
Keep
Bye.
Lighting it up.
I will.
Lighten up rooms.
Yes.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I'm still trying to describe his outfit. He's got reflective wings and purple and pink hair and blue hair and the biggest, most charming smile.
Mm-hmm.
Smile stands out.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
That is going to do it for us. We're still searching the CW roster of shows to find out who Sophie was talking about. But you know, it's great. She met a celebrity, went out with him before she got married, and said he was everything that she expected. Because you know when you meet famous people and they're not what you think they are?
Oh,
it's kind of a bummer.
Really gets you down.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a couple people have come on this place, you know.
Yeah, really.
Like,
happens.
All right. I just one question I've always wondered, Sissy Natani, what's the most common thing you find yourself zoning out and staring at?
A high-speed car chase.
Yeah. It's crazy how we can't stop,
yeah,
right?
Everything gets put down and I'm in.
I do it with my pantry. I just stare at stuff.
Oh my, I do that all the time and can't make a decision.
Open the fridge, close
right.
it.
Yeah. All right, hey guys, thanks for being here today. We're back with you tomorrow. Sissany is going to take it from here.
I sure am.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.